to 220 when everybody else is. And understand, Mona.
Right. That
we're,
is
we're all the same way. We're, right. I'm just trying to treat everybody the same way. So, in other words, if we, I don't know. Maybe there's some reason this property has gone down. I don't know. But I just don't want. I just want to try to treat everybody the same. And if there is, I agree with Jeff, and we've kind of gone back and forth the last several days on this issue. But if it is over 15%, then there are some requirements that have to be done. But is there a value that you think that it is as should be at? I mean, you have a right to opine as the now.
Well, that's why I was going back to the 2020. Yeah. That's what I wrote down as a total of 8420.
Okay, and what's the increase based on?
The increase is based on our structure. So, I mean, it runs from 3 to 14% for everyone in the county, depending
on the
structure.
And this is the factor increase again with the...
This is the index increase. So she would be up anywhere from 3 to 10%, probably. This is an older structure.
Okay, and when you ran it, though, when you ran it with a factor increase that has everybody else been done in the county, this is the figure that came to, which was the 18% increase?
She's got 17%.
Or 17%, whatever it was.
Yeah. So... I'm fine with going back to the old figure for 2020, but you do need to add somewhere between 3 and 10% to make it fair with everybody else in the county, because everyone went.
So to be fair, according to the statute, if it was raised over 15%, there had to be a physical inspection. That's
right.
According to state statute.
Right.
I think to be fair to and I asked for a report yesterday. I don't know what the process of it coming is. What properties were raised over 15% in the county? And I think that would be that is an important question, because if a physical inspection had not been performed on a property, and you are saying that it's residential, on a residential, then a physical inspection needed to be performed for that to stand. Otherwise, the burden of proof is not on the taxpayer. The burden of proof is on the assessor.
But she didn't ask us for one, and obviously we would have run right out and done one, or if she even alerted us.
But no, it's saying, no one says, hey, can you come out and look at my property? My property was over 15%.
I think you're supposed to do one every 2 years.
Is it the
right, I realize that. Okay.
As long as you provide...
I know.
You still have to, I think that the statute says that you still have to do, I mean,
I agree.
A physical inspection,
inspection,
and she has a right to request an interior. That's the only burden that's on her under the statute. She has a right.
But our card says interior and exterior. She has a right. And so we did inform her. That's what I want to say. And
I don't disagree.
I like Mona, so this is not going after her.
Sure.
But, you know, we're not here arguing with her, you know. Go back to 2020, I think she should have a little bit of an increase from the index.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to, okay? In other words, I'm trying to treat her property just like everybody else that we've done, but this 17% increase, was that done on a factor, the whatever factor you ran through the system on this new? How is that?
She would have been caught in the calculations. Mm-hmm. Like I said, some appraisers didn't push that calculate button. And when we went through and did the fail-safe then and pushed the calculate, something happened that didn't get added in her appraisal in the past. That's all that it is, because otherwise, like I said, we didn't touch people. We didn't just go across and multiply the factor and have it go up above 15%. 14% was the limit, and some did and some didn't. Like I said, I have several people that only went up 3%, so...
Okay, can I ask?
So we'll have to have the factor run with Ulrich to find out her true value.
I think Donna went to look to see if the report came in. Brett, which is the programmer on the collector's side, I asked him this morning, and he thought the report had came in.
Okay.
So we're waiting.
Yeah, and that's just what I'm trying to get to. I'm not trying to... Can we wait just a second then on this one? Do you want? Is it okay with you?
It's fine with me.
For a second, and then we'll get that figure. Is that okay?
Sure.
So who went to run it? Is the clerk's office or
I think Donna went to see if it was on her computer.
Okay.
She requested it.
While we wait, do you want to take care of the BLH? Because we've solved all that, too.
What is that?
Branson Landing with Rick Huffman.
Are these on all these Eden Enterprises and stuff on the last page?
These are 2021-220 all the way through. It's like 232, several pages. So if you look at the page just with Branson Hill Golf Club, just that page, on number 2021-220.
Oh, that's a large part of the docket this morning.
Yeah, and it's all been agreed to here so far. I just have to let you know what he's agreed to.
Do you want to give us another Exhibit A?
We were going to call him. There's only two things that we're changing.
Which BOE is it?
We are moving from BOE 214 to BOE 219.
All right, thank you. 2021-220.
Or is it 219? It's Branson Hills Golf Club
2. Oh, is it?
Yes.
That one agreed to, too?
Yeah, those are all supposed to be... No, I didn't talk to him about that one. 1, 2, 2. Let me take a look.
Do you want
to... We got a fair amount of these.
Yeah, let's go ahead and go through our other ones, I guess. If you want to call, would you be able to call on that real quick? I mean, we've got a few other ones to go through this morning, but that would basically take care of our morning docket on those. If you want to call him on that one, or we can leave it.
Or we can wait. I don't know. How long do you think we'll be on this?
It looks like to me we've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Only 4 other ones besides all of those, and that's our morning.
Okay.
So.
He started talking about that one. I don't know.
Great Adventure Properties.
It's the golf club.
Right. But you put pink there and I just did all the rest of those. So.
Mona, how are you on time?
We did on that one.
Tax sale
just showed up on my website.
5/20.
Okay.
Yeah, when's the tax sale?
August 23rd.
Okay.
So we put everything on as is.
Well, my property's not for sale. I just look for other properties for sale.
We reassessed it.
Yeah.
May,
okay.
And they removed an override value, which was the BOD.
Okay, so how much did we go up on that one?
Most of them I did. I didn't know. That one, I'm thinking, I can go work real quick.
Yeah, go find out what the difference is. Because he was telling him the appraisal.
So when somebody pays under protest, can you explain that?
It means that they don't agree with the amount of their taxes because of the increase. So if it does increase more than 15%, they didn't come here.
And then what's...
And if they have the opportunity to come here, then they're not supposed to be able to pay under protest, but I don't know what the state's called.
Oh, okay. So if they come before BOE, they can't go and pay under protest.
By statute, that's what it says, but that doesn't mean that that's going to be the way it is. They may anyway, based on certain reasons that you don't perceive. But if they didn't have an opportunity to come here, then they can pay under protest by statute. And that just means I have to hold the money when they pay their taxes and then wait for the state decision to disperse it.
Okay. All right. I will let
gotcha.
Well, we have actually, most all of them that we've had in here, we've either reduced or gone under the 15 anyway at this point that we've had. And then we have a lot of, what we're going to have is the...
We have a record number this year over 500. Is it 500?
It's the commercial property.
549, which is a record number. in a long time. I can't say ever, but in a long time.
So, if you have a record number, I'm expecting a record number.
Of protest, of paying under protest. So if they don't make it in here, then they're...
I have to explain to the state why they didn't make it in here to see if they fall under a category.
I'm giving
them.
Yeah.
So if something like that happens where they have a reason, or maybe they bought the property after the OB closes.
Did we find out about
that?
Yes, there's about 1,500.
Sure.
And we're getting them to send us the documents.
That's on Mona? Or is that on?
I don't. Yeah, anything 15% or over.
Yeah. Oh, we've got an entire list. Okay.
Yeah.
Were you running a particular report on her?
No, we're running a report that I requested. Excuse
right,
me.
No, I know about that report. I know about that report.
What, no, what are we waiting on? Just on her own
value. I thought they were giving her.
No, we're waiting on a report that all the properties that are over 15%.
Was hers included?
Well, it would be.
We have to ask them because it calculates a different way.
I mean, because
I thought we were running another calculation. I thought that's what we were talking about. On her.
I mean, because you talked about wanting to do it across the board. We're running a report of all the properties that are over 15%.
Right.
Because
if
there was an accessible inspection, then there needs to be some other type of calculation. Either it needs to go back to 2020 on all levels.
Correct.
Or if we just split it on, say, 3%.
What's all in her assessment? So
yeah,
we're asking Kyle Ulrich to tell us what the would be if it was her property at last year's rate.
And I'm not doing this off my own. I'm not trying to do this, but that is a state statute. And
I don't disagree on the 15%. I just was trying to verify what it required. Because like the guy that came in here originally,
because your percentage, your 17% or your 15%,
I hear you.
That's all done in your assessment.
But he was just mad at the postcard. He was mad because it said something different. I get that.
Well, it had.
So you got round issues.
There was other. I mean, they wiped out the BOE figure. It hadn't been touched in years, and that's why the massive increase.
Yeah.
And
otherwise, we've got all kinds of properties like that, and that's.
I mean, we addressed some of his issues. So, I mean,
I thought we did fine, but he was still.
Yeah. So. And it's really not about the difference.
We rerun it because it was ran with 258 to start with. So.
I thought whatever it was.
If it's over 15, that's the only time that kicks in.
Correct.
Right.
I understand.
With the calculation.
But,
like I said, there's no reason we would have gone above.
If we've not been in there and done anything, there shouldn't be any calculation bucket or anything like that that would come into play.
And I'm not trying to bully
the exemptions. Why they don't. Push the recalculating button.
I understand.
So that's where some of these things are coming.
Did she have exemptions on that property bill?
Must have.
Well, I don't know. They're not there, so.
There's no notes on it.
Yeah.
She would have seen the notes.
Right. So. I don't know. I think it's more down to interpretation of the statute than anything, because if you go by what Jeff is saying, that if it goes up over 15% without physical inspection, then she's right. It should be said it's only 20. That's the way I interpret it. So,
well, I think that
it's going to boil down to.
I think that the statute requires if there's over 15%, it does require physical inspection. She has a right to request an interior inspection. But as to
313,000.
I do agree. And if we haven't done an.
Because he
if there is no inspection, or excuse me, if there is no basis, if it's below 50%, you don't have to have an inspection. But we need a basis for that beforehand increase, whatever that is.
In my mind, if it's over.
Yeah, I put that with green because it was just a land, but I figured out what was going on with it, too.
So what was last year's value?
Last year's value was the residential was 273,760,
looks
and
like
the
a
commercial
money
was 726,250. The reason it's
well,
and the clubhouse is in here,
right? And we're not going to punish.
But what was the
she's getting the benefit of not having it go up over 50% because she's right. because the statute, in other words, what was sent out, she's not going to get that amount.
Right.